All You Need to Know is brought to you by no one. No one at all.
Welcome to All You Need to Know, the show where you hear about everything and learn about nothing. Here are your hosts, Quinn Eaton
and Isaac Bayer.
Dude, last night, my stomach was hurting so bad it woke me up. 3:30 in the morning.
Did you pop some Tums, maybe? You a Tums guy?
Went straight to the bathroom. Was in there for an hour.
Okay. Well, thanks for being open about that. To open up today's podcast. I hope you're doing okay. Tummy rumbles are scary. They are devastatingly serious. And they don't get enough credit, in my opinion, in the medical field. Because myself and a lot of my friends know, one tummy rumble, that's a warning. Two tummy rumbles, you're in trouble. Three tummy rumbles, then you're going to be lucky.
Patting down the hatches.
Yeah, you're going to be lucky to see the tomorrow's sunrise, if you know what I'm saying. But I hope that you're doing okay. And again, thanks for that transparency, because coming onto the pod and just immediately talking about your stomach issues and a possible bowel movement. We didn't know, it wasn't confirmed in that story, but one could assume that that's how that ended. But let's just move right through. I appreciate you bringing something quote unquote fresh to the openings of All You Need to Know episodes. But my name is Quinn Eaton. With me again today is Isaac Bayer, who is not a Tums guy. You said you don't pop Tums.
I got Tums, but sometimes you're like, oh, my stomach's hurting. And sometimes you're like, this is the calm before the storm and you're not stopping it.
How many Tums at once is appropriate in your opinion, in your medical opinion?
Man, I don't know. I don't take a lot of cold medicine. I don't take a lot of over-the-counter medicine. If I get the flu or something, I'll take the medicine, but I really just don't like to. I feel stronger. I feel like my body's stronger, you know, when it doesn't have help.
Yeah, you build it up.
I might take four.
Building up the immune system. I was going to say four. It's funny that you said that.
That seems like a lot, though.
I think I usually, one is not enough. There's no way one Tums is getting two. Down. One Tums is not getting down there and doing anything. It's fighting. It's throwing punches, but it's going down, swinging. Two Tums, I feel like they get down there and they can kind of team up and fight off whatever is down there in the stomach that needs to be fought off. But then four or five, I think four is the limit. And maybe we can, you know, reach out to the Tums people. Number one, get them as a sponsor. Number two, have some sort of expert tell us how many Tums is appropriate to take at once. But we're not talking about Tums. We're not talking about tummy rumbles either. This episode is something that I'm excited about. We've done something a little like it, and it was a very small segment, I believe, at the end of an episode a long time ago called Simple Pleasures. And so this is kind of a play off of that. We've always had this one in our back pocket, ready to throw it out there at any moment. And this week just kind of felt like the right moment. One of the few times that I have pitched an idea to Isaac Bayer, and Isaac has said, let's roll with it. I'm interested. So here we are, Isaac. We've prepped a little bit for this topic. Do you feel like it's going to be helpful? I am thinking of this as a very therapeutic episode. I think I could put spa relaxing music as a bed, an audio bed, for the entire post-topic transition part of the episode. And this could literally just be an episode that people come back to. And if they're feeling stressed, it could relieve that stress. Is that a stretch to say?
A little bit. It's a little bit of a stretch. Listen, I mean, I'm all with you on the simple things, or not the simple things. It's not simple things, but we don't know, because we can read the topic, but we can't say it without doing the transition.
Right.
And so I would say it's a bit of a stretch, because some of these things, you know, they're nice, But relaxing to hear? Oh, geez. Some of them not relaxing. Some
Okay.
of them vindicating.
And there is the teaser, and you won't have to wait long for the movie, so to speak, because we're going to dive right into today's episode. This is episode 312. Welcome to The Subtleties of Life. Now, I want to be clear here. We're not talking about the subtitles of life, right? Do you think there's any sort of confusion there? Do we have to spend a lot of time differentiating between subtleties and subtitles?
Oh, no. Only if you have dyslexia of the ears, perhaps.
Yeah. And are you a subtitles guy? I hate subtitles.
No. It's distracting, and I tend to read even when I can hear, and I would much rather be focused on the show. You
Right.
know, filmmakers aren't filming their movies with the idea that you're going to be reading the script along with the, that's not how they're filming. That's not how they're
Exactly.
conducting, you know. So it's I think
They're
it's silly
including
unless
visual
you have a
cues.
disability.
They're including visual cues. They're including body language from one character to another. And the people that
Yeah.
just have subtitles on are missing all of those cues. You know, you could read something and maybe in the at the end of it has in parentheses sarcasm, but maybe it doesn't, and you read it and you completely miss a scene. You completely are left out of an important part of a film. But the good thing is, the good news is that we're not talking about subtitles. We're talking about subtleties, which, you know, if you throw the word around, you know, throw those letters in there, they do look like similar words, but we're trying to clarify, whoa, 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 not subtitles of life. That's very confusing. I don't even know what that would mean. These are the subtleties of life. And people actually might hear that and say, okay, thanks for the clarification, but I still don't understand what this episode's supposed to be about, the subtleties of life. Isaac, if you had to kind of wrap it up into a nice box, right, with a bow on it, how would you describe to all you need to know listeners, you know, what we're going to be discussing for a major, or I guess the rest of the episode here in just a second?
See, it's funny that you mentioned it because I texted you the same thing and I said, what does this topic mean? So
Right.
now you're asking me as if to test my recollection. And you know, it's hard to say because I don't remember. But I do remember it's like it's small things you appreciate. I
Right.
think
Perfect.
appreciation is the key working element there.
Yeah, these the subtleties of life, because there are in your face moments in life too, right? Where, oh, this is enjoyable. Oh, this is not so great. But the subtleties of life are things that possibly happen from time to time or happen often, but they're so minuscule that you don't take the time that's necessary that you should to appreciate these things. That's what we're discussing. That's what we're covering. And I just want to real I know I asked you earlier, you don't think I should put some sort of spa music as a backing here, or do you think it's gonna us just talking is gonna be enough?
I think it's has relaxing points. I don't think the whole episode is relaxing. I don't think this is a relaxing topic. I think it's an
I don't know.
introspective topic. And I think if you played music, spa music for half of an hour, I think it might get a little old.
Well, then it could make people sleepy too, and we don't want to do that, that's for sure. So I will hold off, but all you need to know, listeners, feel free to supplement your own spa music. Maybe you could play that in the background as you listen to this episode with earphones or whatever, however you want to go about it, if that's something that interests you. But I don't know. Whenever I think of this, I find this to be anything that we mention in this episode is a little bit of a serotonin release, right? It reminds me of sitting around in a, you know, at a restaurant or at somebody's place, sitting with the boys and naming obscure wide receivers from the 2010s, right? Like it's that little thing where it shouldn't make me, that shouldn't make
Didn't
me
know.
happy, but for some reason it really does. And that's this list that we're about to go through.
Looks like that
So
was a bit that I did last episode.
maybe it was. But I love sitting around with guys and saying, oh man, you remember Mike Williams? Oh yeah. And then it just goes on and on, rolls through. It's something else. And that's maybe a
Holy
subtlety
moly.
of life on its own. But let's get into what we have here, because we do have a good amount of things to get to here. The first subtlety of life that we wanted to touch on real quick, and these are going to be rapid fire, we've got a lot to go through, is a flowing stream of water, whether it be a river, whether it be a creek, a stream. I don't know what the difference is between a creek and a stream, but and you were in the
This
Coast
whole
Guard.
episode.
You were in the Coast Guard. So what's the difference between a creek and a stream? Do you know
I
that?
don't know. There's no boats in a creek or a stream. You did a whole episode over the difference between creeks, streams, rivers, lakes.
I'll have to go
You did a
back.
whole episode.
I'll have to go back and listen to it. But Isaac, the relaxation that can come from just standing by, or sitting next to, or one of my favorite activities, hammocking next to a flowing stream of water. That's something that I don't think people appreciate enough. It's and I'm not talking about the stream of water that, goes in a circular motion down the toilet. No, that's not a relaxing sound, right? Unless it was a, like you had last night, maybe
Was last night?
a relieving moment. Most of the time that's not
It was
super
a finish
relaxing.
line. That's what it
Yes.
sounded like to me.
And congratulations. But a flowing stream is what we're thinking is, man, that sound, the tranquility of
Sure.
a stream of water, that's a subtlety of
Being out
life.
in nature is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You
So that
know,
could,
you gotta appreciate it.
it's maybe all encompassing there. Maybe being out in nature, hearing a bird chirp off in the distance as the water flows by. But what's another subtlety of life that, can bring a person some joy?
Sure. Getting the message to be on the pod and DJ's not on.
Wow. Okay. So, and that's for you personally, but then maybe fans as well, seeing that whenever the podcast itself is posted, that the photo used for it is a picture of you and I, or a picture
It's a
of
rough
Thad and
picture of
myself.
me. It's
Well,
a rough picture of me.
but it does work for the podcast cover art, right? Because there was a lot of open air above us, perfect for bringing in the all you need to know imaging. But that's a good one. How about a cup of coffee that's just the right temperature, right? Sometimes you get a cup of coffee, it's too hot, right? You got to wait for it to cool off, and then at that point, maybe you wait too long and you pass that little area of perfection that you could get with a cup of coffee. Then you have coffee that's too cold. Unless you're an iced coffee drinker, there's not much worse
You drink
than
iced coffees?
I do from time to time, but that's a different, it's different because an iced coffee is cold from the get-go. If you let
Yeah.
a hot coffee get cold and then take a sip of it, disgusting. But if it's a hot cup
There's
of
some,
coffee, that exact
yeah.
same liquid, phenomenal. But it can't be too
There's
hot.
something to
So
be said. There's something to be said about hot coffee gone cold and how grotesque
yeah.
of a consumable that it is.
Right.
You take
Yeah.
that same coffee, put a couple ice cubes in it for 2 minutes later, it's drinkable. But 3 minutes before you put those ice cubes in, if you were drinking that, I mean, you're having problems. You're having health problems. It's disgusting. I don't
Yeah.
understand.
But if it's that just that right temperature, that's a subtlety of life, right? Maybe you didn't even plan it. You just poured the cup and then you left it there for a second. You came back and it was just a crisp sip of coffee. It's those kind of things that can be great
It
to start your day.
happens.
What's another one
Hearing
that you
bad
can?
luck all the time.
Yeah.
Finding a tenner. Finding a tenner in your pocket.
Okay, so you're saying finding cash, a $10 bill, a
You
dollar,
reach,
five bucks.
you pull your pants out of the drawer. You're like, I gotta swap out my trousers. You put on a fresh pair of jeans. You reach in to put your phone in there. There it is, a tenner
Yeah.
from last week.
Maybe even a 20, hell, a 50 or a 100, a
Where are
Benjamin,
you
if you're
carrying that kind of
lucky.
cash
Hey,
to?
maybe you just had, I don't carry cash that much. So this is one that's slowly becoming less and less, I guess, frequent for me, but I do remember the days of putting on a jacket for the first time in a while, and you kind of reach, your hands in to get going in the pockets, and then, whoa, what's this? Pull it out. Is it a receipt? No, it's $10. It's $20. $20 more than you had whenever you put the jacket on, even though
Yeah,
technically it
that's
was still yours, you just didn't know it was in that piece of clothing. So finding money in a place that you didn't expect it, that's always nice. Another thing that I can think of is driving through town, and maybe you're in a hurry, maybe you've got somewhere to be, and every single stoplight is green and it doesn't stop. And I will add a little plus to that experience is if the lights always on every single time start changing as you're going underneath it. That kind of gives you like a man, the big man upstairs
things are
is
looking up.
the big man upstairs is working these traffic lights for me today. So just kind of coasting through town,
It
hitting all the
depends,
green
right?
lights.
It depends on where you are, because sometimes if it's changing as you're passing, there's other cars there, and you're not going, you're going faster than they're starting to speed up because the light just changed. Better just to drive through when they're all green. Don't get greedy.
Right. But I was, you know what I was saying. It's like I barely made it, but every time I barely made it. That's one of those things that, whenever it's happening, you kind of like are like, yeah, that's what should happen. But you should take a second, really say, you know what? That was great that I just got through all those lights and I didn't have to stop once. It's a powerful, invigorating feeling to have. And there's another one, another powerful, invigorating feeling that's next up on the list. And I'm excited about this one. What is it? You got it?
Yeah, it's when you, and you know what? This is a more men centric.
This
Let's
is a
just go ahead and
male. This is
preface.
male.
When
Yeah.
you're at the urinal, peeing in the urinal, and you shake off, and you don't get any dribble on your khakis.
That's right. And that, I mean, it's an art. It's something that needs to be
It's just,
studied.
it just takes a little, I don't know if it's an art. It's a little more like due diligence, I think, than anything.
Is this something that you have an issue with? Is it all males that struggle with this issue?
I'm not peeing on my pants. Are you peeing on your pants?
I'm not intentionally, no, but
Nice.
sometimes it's a I don't want to get into too much detail, but sometimes you think you're all clear, kind of like the stoplights we were just talking about, and then next thing you know, you're in trouble. That's all I'll say. But whenever you do get through
Holy
that experience, and
moly.
I know this is, like you said, a little bit more male focus here. When you get through that experience and you're all good to go, that's a subtlety of life if I ever saw one. How about we move right
Sure.
on?
Yeah.
And this kind of goes back to the nature thing we were talking about. Maybe you're out and about, maybe out in the woods, and you hear the call of an owl. The whoo. Ooh, like
Sure.
you hear that, wow, that's great. And then stacking on top of that, maybe an eagle, a bald eagle flies by, right? You get to be out in nature. You're seeing not all at the same time, but
You're a big nature enjoyer this episode.
those types of things, I feel like you can take those for granted. And so you should enjoy, if you hear an owl off in the distance, man, that's awesome. You see a bald eagle fly through. Maybe it's got a fish. I've seen that before. Badass. Way to go. Salute the bald eagle, possibly. Do whatever you feel like is right
Do.
in that moment. But that's a subtlety of life, for sure. Awkward silence, because I thought you were going
I
to
thought you were
read.
going to cue me up. I
No.
thought you were going to say, all right, the next one, move along to the next one.
I feel like we've done the podcast enough to where it's like, well, I guess I'm the next person to talk, but I will take the blame for that, and I'm actually going to just go ahead and take the next one, because the next one is the crack
I'm
of a
not a fan of
bat,
this one.
the
I don't like this
crack
one so much.
of a bat when someone hits a home run. Oh my
What about the
gosh.
crack of a back when you're getting popped
And that's fine
by
too.
Dr. Tack of Calvert City Chiropractic?
Shout out to Brad Tack for all the chiropractor work, the many years that he's put in at
And
Calvert
his
City
lovely wife, Miss
Chiropractic.
Lisa Tack,
That's
also a
right.
chiropractor.
Shout out to them if they're listening. But So a crack of a back, or what I was saying, a crack of a bat, which maybe if you were a baseball player, you swung, hit a home run, crack of the bat, your back cracks in a bad way. It could all happen at once. Now, a bad crack is not a subtlety of life because that's an issue, right? You're going to have to go to the chiropractor, but going to the chiropractor to get said bad back crack cracked, now that is a subtlety of life. Are you following? Does that make
I,
sense?
you know what? I didn't like this one from the beginning when I read it, and I'm just gonna let you. I'm gonna let you stand in the pit
Well,
that you dug.
clearly you're not a baseball watcher because it is unbelievably clear. Hearing a ball come off of a wooden bat that is just a base hit or, kind of a deep ball into right field. But whenever you hear a bat come into contact with a baseball, it cracks a certain way every single time a home run is hit. It's unbelievable. And you just hear that sound, that crack so loud, sends the ball rocketing into the outfield. The crack of a bat is a subtlety of life. We need to appreciate bat cracking and back cracking. Shout out to Calvert City Chiropractors or Chiropractic. I'm not sure what the business name is, but we'll move on. How about the next
I'll
one?
move on. I'll tell you, seeing a TV show that you didn't like get canceled. And
Yes.
now and I fear what a lot of people are thinking is like, oh man, I'm watching The Boys, and man, season three wasn't really my jam, and it got canceled. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about a show that, and you know what? A real good example might be like a media adaptation. You know, there's been a kind of an influx in like game, like the Fallout show, for example. Fallout is a game, they turn into a show. Halo is a game, they turn into a show. And this would, I think this is a real Halo moment. A lot of people love Halo, and the show was so bad that they cheered when Fallout blew it out of the water. And
Right.
I think that's kind of the attitude they're going for here. Seeing something that's so disrespectful to the original material that it gets canceled because it did so poorly.
Or it's just simply young Sheldon, and you don't understand how it made it for so long. And then you finally hear the sweet release of young Sheldon being canceled. It's one of those things. And I think
I think they're not canceled. I
well,
think they're ending it. I think it's a season finale. I think it's a series finale.
It's kind of a cancellation on good terms. Like I think it was the network was like, we're ready to wrap it up. And so, but even then, like it went on for a while. But then maybe not Young Sheldon's the best example. Maybe another show you caught on television and you watched 5 minutes of it, you said, I'm out. This is awful. And it somehow goes on. And then maybe season two, it gets canceled and you go, oh, thank goodness. So that's a subtlety. Now, of course, that affects people. They're showrunners, writers, creators of said show. That's not a subtlety of life for. But I think everybody knows what we're saying is like, okay, that wasn't great. Let's wrap it up. And it's always good, usually, whenever it comes to an end. Moving on, we've got getting more of a tax refund than you thought you were going to. Now, this is something that I think everybody can agree on, right? This is something that it's like, whoa, okay, I, and maybe you were accounting for a certain number, but whenever you see, okay, wow, I got this much more on a tax on my tax return this year, that's going to help out a lot. That's a subtlety of life. Maybe a not so subtle subtlety, but still
Notice it though.
something.
Other than say, not so subtle, probably.
But it's something like I'm sure you've said, wow, okay, I didn't realize I was going to get that much back. That's nice.
Yeah.
Direct deposit,
I don't
check. What are you doing?
know. Dude, I'm not taking a paper. Are you taking a paper check from the IRS? I don't
Heck
trust the
no, I'm
IRS that
not.
much at
No,
all.
no, I want it sent right to me, right into my bank account, and we can exchange bank information here in a second if you want to, just
Yeah.
so we have each other's. I feel like that would be appropriate. We won't do it on the podcast, of course, but another one that we've got, and I'll take this one because this is one that I came up with.
The country castle.
What's that?
The country castle. The country castle.
I think Isaac
I
is.
could see it when you read it. I could see your facial expression change. I could see it change because we both have our Apple products pulled up to read the list of subtle things, and we both received the message at the same time that
Well,
said
and
a
it's no
classic country restaurant is on fire. And
if
the moment that I read it, Quinn read it because I could see the change in his face when he read that the country gets
well, and
the
if Paducah's Country Castle is in fact on fire, it's no laughing matter. An establishment that's worthy of a historical landmark signature. I hope everything's okay with the Country Castle, and that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. Instead, I'll move on and
Sorry, I didn't mean
say,
to get off
no,
topic.
it's fine. And I think it's appropriate. It's worth noting, this is a real time. This was happening in real time. This is going to post a couple days after. So we hope everything is okay with the
You'll
Country
know if
Castle.
Country Castle burned to the foundations by the time you're listening to this
Now,
episode.
God bless Country Castle. But moving on, cracking open a
That's
cold beer after mowing the yard. Now, I don't know if you've experienced this euphoria
I don't
of
mow anymore.
okay,
Neither do
well,
you.
I do not, but I remember and I'm very in tune with how it feels to step back, see the stripes that you left in the yard, and as you're looking and appreciating the good work that you did that you'll have to redo in probably less than a week and a half, cracking open a beer and taking a sip. Now, most people are probably maybe not most people, but a lot of people are drinking beers while they're mowing. And that's fine too. You don't have to leave it for afterwards. But it doesn't matter if you have drank beer while mowing or if you haven't. Cracking it open after the fact, appreciating the good work that you've done, is a subtlety of life that I always enjoy. And I always make sure I breathe in and breathe out. Because all these things that we're talking about, these are things where, as it's happening, you might even take a mental picture, right? You might even say, wow, I got to stop for a second and I have to really take this in, remember this moment. And sometimes you don't even do that intentionally. And your brain is like, I'm going to file this away for you so you can remember this moment. And on that note, what's the next
Really
one we
setting
have
me up.
on
You
the
really set
list?
me up. First, you took two in a row so that I would have to read this one.
I didn't
And
do it
then you
intentionally.
queued me up with the, you're taking a mental picture because it's so satisfying. And now you want me to say the next subtlety of life.
What is it? Yeah, what is the next one?
A two wiper. A simple, clean two wiper.
A
It's
two
the
wiper.
man that wiped twice that knows he only needed one.
So you're saying that the second wipe is the all clear. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no third wipe to clarify that all you needed was two. The second wipe is the clarifying wipe. And we're not going to get into detail here. Everybody knows what we're saying. A two wiper, that's a subtlety of life for sure. How about this one? Finding a curly fry in your regular fries. Would you agree that that's a subtlety of life or is it overrated?
I don't know. I don't know because it depends on where you're going. Because how many places are you going where you can get the curly fries and the normal fries?
Probably Arby's is all I can think of.
Does Arby's sell normal fries? I thought they only
They
sold curly
do.
fries.
No, I think
That's
they do
probably the
regular
only
fries
place
as
you could
well.
go then. And if that's the case, I'd say that's probably fine because
No,
they're
but
probably cooking them pretty close to each other. And it's just
sometimes
weird to get a curly fry to McDonald's because you're
it
like, wait a second.
could be an onion ring as well. You get an onion ring in your fries. Like that happens
Burger
as well
King.
too. Burger King, yeah.
Yeah,
Burger
I think
King.
it depends on the establishment. I don't want to get into semantics really, but I think it really depends on the establishment. I think a local Blues, the drive-in in Aurora, I think they have onion rings. They also have fries. I think if you found an onion ring in your fries, you'd be clicking your heels like a schoolgirl.
Yes. I
The
think it
fries are
is.
kind of middle of the mall.
It shouldn't make you happy because remember, you ordered one over the other. So it's like, oh, I'm happy if I get what I ordered. But for some reason, it is kind of like an extra treat. It's like, oh, I got an onion ring in here. Oh, here's a curly fry in with my regular fries. It's just one of those surprises in life that you appreciate. And another not so surprising thing that I always appreciate, another subtlety of life, in my opinion, is the countdown clock for NFL Red Zone. I miss NFL Red Zone so much. Right now, this is this podcast will come out, I think, in May of 2024. So we're pretty far ways away from the NFL season. But the countdown clock to the NFL red zone starting, a subtlety of life that I make sure I am sitting on my couch and appreciating every second of, right before I watch 7 hours or more of commercial-free football. Excuse me. What's the next one?
You're on the highway, you're on the interstate. Somebody's tailgating you. They
Yep.
tear around you on the side. They hit the shoulder, whatever, and they take off 20 over because you're going the speed limit. You might have even been going nine, as you know, nine, you're fine, 10, you're mine. You might have been going nine over. This guy
Amen.
blows past you 20 miles an hour faster than you. Yeah, he's getting pulled over. Nothing more subtle than that, I assure you.
So you're saying guy speeds past you, and you maybe even say, "What a maniac. What is that guy doing?" And then, I don't know, maybe a 5, 10 miles down the road, that exact car is pulled over on the side of the interstate. That's a subtlety of life. Now, again, this is one of those situations where not a great moment for that person, but it does provide joy. Someone else's pain provides joy for someone else. We're in
There's
agreement
nothing
there.
wrong with that under the right
I
circumstances.
agree. And I'll tell you what else there's nothing wrong with: a Bucky's brisket sandwich. Have you had a Bucky's brisket sandwich before?
Yeah.
I
We're
can't get
talking
it.
about Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is the new Tom Cruise on this podcast. We're talking about Buc-ee's every episode. We're name dropping Buc-ee's for every episode for the next 50
I mean,
episodes.
you can't see the people that are listening. I'm wearing a Bucky's World Tour shirt right now. One of my prized possessions here. Also drinking out of a Bucky's cup. So I'm full on Bucky supporter, and the thing that really has me at Bucky's, of course, their bathrooms are phenomenal, but the brisket sandwich, fresh cut brisket on the board. It's call and response. So usually everybody else in the store, fresh cut brisket on the board, and then I go up there. Sometimes I grab two, but to be honest with you, I grab two briskets, you know, I feel terrible afterwards, but I am happy to be in a pit of self-loathing for a moment, just so I can experience not one but two Bucky's brisket sandwiches, which they're a little pricey,
How
I will
close?
say.
Well, you're paying for quality.
Yeah.
How close is the nearest Buc-ee's, would you say, for you? Within 30 minutes?
No, it's a couple hours still. Yep.
Oh,
But I have
geez.
driven out of the way on a
They're
trip.
working on it.
Well, I don't know if they are anymore, but I have driven out of the way to get to a Bucky's on a trip, like added 30 minutes to the
Yeah.
drive just to get stop at a Bucky's. But what's the next one we got here, Isaac? Subtleties of life.
You're really, you're, I feel like I'm catching the shaft as far as which I'm presenting.
There was no order here, but
A restaurant experience with you and a loved one and an inconsiderate family sitting nearby, a child on the loose, and inevitably the child falls over and the laughter and irritation turns to a little bit of a smug smile. Because the child is not having fun anymore. The child has fallen. The child is
Right.
weeping.
Yes.
And you're like, well, I don't like to see children cry, but you
A
should have
life
taken a little
lesson.
better care of your child.
Yes. A life lesson. Life lesson, perhaps, that the kid is learning. You're getting to ex to witness, that happening in real time. Of course, no one wants to see a kid get hurt, but if a kid's annoying and they fall down and scrape their knee, and then that kind of like takes away, their ability to be annoying, then I think that that's a subtlety of life. I witnessed this just a couple days ago. I was at a Pop Stroke, which is like Tiger Woods's new mini golf course, and these people had their kids just running all over the place, running onto different holes while other people were playing on them. And then the kid like fell down.
Get your children under control.
The kid fell down, like hit his leg on the putter and was just grasping at his knee in pain. And it's just like, I mean, what am I supposed to feel bad for this kid? That's I don't know. We won't get too much into that, but
Get easy.
we will get a little bit into thinking of a song, like, oh, it's stuck in your head, you can't remember it, or it's just like, oh man, I love. That song by Bruno Mars, and then you get in the car, turn the radio on, and that song plays. That is a subtlety of life that everybody can get on board with. That's just great. That's what, what else could go right in a situation like that? And that happened to me, very vivid memory. I was thinking of the song "Don't Let Me Down" by the Beatles, and then I went out to my car, got in my car, started it up, and sure enough, right on the radio, "Don't Let Me Down" by the Beatles. And I don't know if I'd ever heard it on the radio before. It was a little eerie. I was a little concerned. I was like, "Whoa, what's happening here? Is this a simulation?" But then I realized, hey, you know what? This is a subtlety of life. And basically, what we're doing here is just you appreciate the little things. Everything that we just mentioned isn't covering all of the subtleties of life, but hopefully, as a listener, you're saying, "Wow, they said this, that makes me think of this." And I can maybe take a moment and appreciate that a little bit more. Has this made you reflect at all, Isaac? Are there some things that maybe from here on out you're going to say, "I'm going to make sure I take a mental picture and
Yeah.
really soak this in"?
I always take a mental picture when I'm having to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. I'm taking a mental picture for
Yeah.
that.
And this is a full circle because you're referring to the stomach issues you had that woke you up.
That one was not a two wiper for, to be clear.
Right. And another subtlety of life is getting through a situation like that and finally realizing that you're good. It's like an all clear, like the
A
sirens are
real
turned off.
subtlety of life is getting through another episode of AYN2K. How
Amen. Yeah.
satisfying.
Here we go. This is episode 312. So we're just chugging along. And yeah, maybe a subtlety of life for some viewers is every Wednesday, All You Need to Know is right there in their podcast app that they use. So that would bring me joy if that brings other people joy. And that's what this is all about. So All You Need to Know, yes, can be a subtlety of life. I guess we'll allow it. We'll allow an exception here. But that's going to do it for this episode of AYN2K. My name is Quinn Eaton.
Isaac Bear.
And this has been All You Need to Know.
This has been All You Need to Know. If you have a topic you would like to hear about, message us on Twitter or Facebook, or send us an email at allyouneed2know00@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And tune in every Wednesday, because here at AYN2K, we've got you covered.